When that happens, that gets your attention. I think you'd agree with me. And when it comes to God and miracle signs and wonders, I believe I have seen a lot out there, and I believe too that I'm going to see even more. The Holy Spirit has promised me that before I go to be with Him, either He's going to take me home or He's going to, whatever the case may be, that's in His department, but I'm going to see the end time revival. And if I'm discerning what is happening around as I go around to the different churches, and even when I was in Chatsworth on Friday and spoke at the pastor's meeting, they asked me to share there. There was just such an anointing there. There was such a hunger for more of God. There was such a hunger for people to come to the reality of this God who dwells within our hearts. Now, some of you are getting it again, myself. Apologies to myself. They get this all the time. And I'm saying, guys, it's all about Him. It's not about us. It's all about our relationship with Him beyond everything else. You're sitting there, you've got a problem, you've heard already the prophetic word that has come through to us, that we must get into that river. But that river starts in our hearts. That river starts with a decision, in you making a decision to realize, who is this person who has come to dwell in my heart? And how does He come and dwell in my heart? And if He does come and dwell in my heart, where is this power that we speak about? Well, I really pray the goal of I believe the Holy Spirit this morning, that you will not be the same people you were that when you came in here. That God will deposit into your heart something that will keep on stirring you and stirring you and stirring you to get out and to realize who you are in Christ. You know, I see so many Christians walking around. Oh, I've got this problem. Oh, this is no. Wada here. Wine. I know you're not part of that, but I'm just saying. You know, guys, we need to start getting to the reality of who we are, and that's basically what I'm saying. Now, I've prepared a couple of things I want to go through. I want to share a couple of testimonies with you. We'll just see what the Holy Spirit would do this morning. But that which I have just thrown out here for starters is to whet your appetite of where we're going this morning. And I trust that there's going to be a mighty deposit in your heart. We've already heard through the prophetic word that God is on the throne. We've already heard about the river of life. Now, how many times do we come in here, hear a prophetic word, this is another prophetic word, and off we go and we forget about it? I think we need to aim into things like that, and I believe in what I'm going to say to you is part of that prophetic word, in realizing who this person is and where this flow needs to come from. But before I even go there, today is Pentecost, celebrated all over the world. The other thing about today is the World Day of Prayer. And even before we start, I believe we need to make sure that the atmosphere here is one where the Holy Spirit wants to move, and as we stand in agreement with our brothers and sisters right across the world. I don't normally read out prayers. When we pray, we must let the Holy Spirit do it. But I've copied these prayers out because these prayers are being prayed right across the world today in many cities and many churches right across the world. And I just felt in my heart as I saw this that even before we start, let's stand in agreement that God is going to move across this world, across our nation. We heard about Zimbabwe. I wanted to cry when I thought of those people in Zimbabwe. I mean, you know, all the suffering and stuff that is out there. Let us stand together with our brethren. Can you put those prayers up and we'll pray them quickly? And you know, if you want to hit the deck, if you want to lie on your face, or whatever the case may be, let us just read this together. Let us believe this together as a prayer this morning. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, together with believers all over the world, we gather today to glorify your name. You are the creator of heaven and earth. There is no one like you, holy and righteous in all your ways. We submit to your authority as King of the universe. We pray with one voice to enthrone you in our hearts and to honor you before the world. Lord God, you alone are worthy of our praise and our adoration. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, you alone are worthy to open the scrolls of history, for you were slain and have redeemed us to the Father by your blood. Whoa, what power, Lord. We confess that you are head of the church and Lord of all heaven and earth. May people from every tribe and language become your followers, so that your blessing brings transformation. We've already heard about transformation. Lord, transform us into that image, moment by moment, we pray, among all peoples. Let your kingdom be established in every nation of the world, so that governments will rule with the righteousness and justice. And may your name be great from the rising of the sun to its setting. Jesus Christ, you are Savior of the world and Lord of all. Amen. Holy Spirit, apart from you, listen to that prayer, apart from you, we can do nothing. Transform your church into the image of Jesus Christ. Release your power to bring healing to the sick, freedom to the oppressed, comfort to those who mourn. Guys, you're sitting here this evening. The prayer has been prayed. There are people here that need deliverance. There are people here that need healing this morning. This is your time, guys. You've heard about it in the last couple of weeks. We've prayed it. The manifestation is here. Come. Put your love into our hearts and fill us with compassion to answer the call of the homeless and hungry. And we've done that, Lord, and we're going to do more of that. And to uphold the orphans, the widows and elderly, Lord, we're going to care for them. Give us wisdom and insight for the complex problems we face today. Help us to use our resources on the earth for the well-being of health. Holy Spirit, we need your comfort and guidance. We need you to transform our hearts. Amen. And I pray this morning that he's going to transform your hearts. And the first heading that we're going to look at there, Graham, is creating the right atmosphere for ministry. I really believe that prayer has ushered in the right atmosphere here this morning. And the prayer has ushered in the right atmosphere into your heart. We need to, that doesn't come up so well, but it is creating the right atmosphere for ministry. Or creating the right atmosphere for the Holy Spirit to move. And this is what it's all about. When I gave my heart to the Lord 36 years ago, somebody said to me, as a new Christian, that what I need to do is create the right atmosphere for people to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. And that thought has been with me for 36 years. And in the 36 years of moving with the Lord and going out there and doing things, I've always considered that, you know, creating the right atmosphere. Oh Lord, like this meeting now is the right atmosphere for the Holy Spirit to move. Amen. Okay? And we go out and the Lord, how are we going to create the right atmosphere? How are we going to do this and how are we going to do that? And then the Lord started ministering to me, getting my attention about 3 years, perhaps longer ago, about Him. It's all about Him. It's not about me. It's not about me doing this or me doing that or anything like this. It's all about Him. And the first point out of that I wanted to speak to you about is heart to heart with the Father. I cannot see and I cannot look in all that I've seen and all that I've gone through over the years. I cannot see right now anything more important than what I'm telling you right now. And I believe if you grasp this point and if you grasp this in your heart and realize what this is about, you cannot stay the same person. You must be a walking revival center. Revival has got to be with you every second of the day. Every morning as you get up, God is with you. Because you start realizing it's heart to heart with the Father. You know, when we gave our hearts to the Lord, Jesus came, and He came to dwell in our hearts by faith. Didn't He? I see a couple of heads going like that. Now we need to start believing. You know, in John 11:25, hey? Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? If you believe that, you cannot stay the same person. If you start leaning upon scriptures like that, you cannot stay the same person. Because the power of God through that word has got to transform you. That's where it starts. That's where it starts creating the right atmosphere for the Holy Spirit to move. It's not out there, it's deep inside of you. It's that one-to-one contact with the Father. Now, I can tell you how to do it. I can tell you what has happened in my life. And I can tell you that God has moved me on from glory to glory, from faith to faith. Years ago, He called me as a prophet to the nation to take His His blessing to the uttermost parts of the earth. And I've been doing that. I've been touching those things. Not because of me, but because of Him who dwells within my heart. I've lent upon Him, but not to the extent that I believe God is calling me now. He strengthens me daily to get out and to proclaim His word. He strengthens me daily to walk out there. And you're saying, 36 years and all that. No. I really believe I'm on the rock in the bottom rung of the ladder right now. I'm getting my foot up with His help. Dear Lord, you pick him up, I'll put him down. Huh? But we need His help, guys. We need His help like never before. Now, God is getting our attention. God wants us to lay down all these idols. And if we go into Ezekiel 14, He says, if you come to the prophet with idols in your heart, in other words, if in the New Testament, you come to God with idols in your heart, He will answer you according to the multitude of idols in your heart. You need to clear away everything when you come to Him. You want that intimate relationship with the Father, don't you? I know you do. Because the Holy Spirit told me you do. And the Holy Spirit said, I must challenge you this morning on that. And come to Him. You know, it's a deeply, 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 deeply personal thing. I can tell you it's there. I can encourage you to go. But you need to make the decision to push in. You need to make that sacrifice to push in. Now, what is that sacrifice going to entail? Excuse me, I have some of this stuff. Windform sherry. You know, it takes getting to grips and saying, yes, Lord, I believe. Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him as righteousness. When you look at that Hebrew word, the Hebrew word talks about leaning upon, like I'm leaning upon this pulpit at the moment. And not as a one-off experience, but as a continual experience. When we go into the New Testament and we look at faith, part of faith is believing. Guys, we need to look at our believing this morning. Do you believe that Jesus Christ dwells in your heart? Do you believe that all the power of the universe, that creative power of God, is dwelling in your heart this morning? I like the yeses I'm getting. And I'm sure the Lord likes them even more. Guys, we've got to realize who this person is who's come to dwell inside of our hearts. You know, God gives you opportunities when you start realizing who you are. Because when you start getting to grips with Father, getting to grips with Father is taking everything else. God, it's taking your pain. It's taking your cries. It's taking your injuries. It's taking your everything and putting them aside and looking to Him and say, Lord, I want you. Because when you find His heart, all those things fade away. If you got debt and worried about a job, I heard prayers for a job this morning. Guys, I'm telling you now, don't look at the job. Look at Him and it will come. And for the last 4 months, I've been saying that to my son. My son was without a job for 4 months. He nearly lost his car. They wanted to come and take his car last week. And he said, Dad, I nearly lost it. I nearly wanted to go and have a couple of beers and drown my sorrows in beer. Praise the Lord. He's been listening to Dad. Not this Dad, but his Dad in heaven. And he's leant upon the Lord. And the Lord has given him a job this week. But he had to walk a road. And you know, I was standing there with him saying, Billy, now listen. Just trust God. Don't look at this Dad. If you look at this Dad, you're going to come short. If you look at him, you're going to get nothing. But if you look at your Father in heaven, if you go and sit down on His knee every day and start hearing His heartbeat for you and your future, it's going to change you, but it's going to change you. You won't be the same person. Praise God. He's gone into the job. He's not the same person. He went to Bible college and all, but he says, Dad, for the first time, I'm touching the heart of God. He says, I haven't read the Word so much in the last 4 months. Sometimes we have to go through these little things that challenge us to get into it. But what I'm saying to you this morning, you don't have to go through all these hassles to get to the point. It must be a cry in your heart for more and more and more of Him. And you know, once you have found Him, once you believe with all your heart, once you know Him, then the river will start flowing. Then that river will start flowing. And the next most important thing is heart to heart with your wife and family. How can you go and reach out the world if you don't are not reaching your immediate family? And you know, my responsibility, according to the Word of God, is love your wife. Okay? You know, a lot of guys come and say, well, she's not submitting to me, except. You know? Come on, guys. Listen, you want the best life you want. The Lord has given you His answers. You need to enter into that Word. You need to know that Word. And ladies, your part of it is submit to your husband. Now, it's been thrown, but that's not the husband's problem. The husband's problem, or not problem, it's not a problem, but the husband must do is love his wife. And you know, once you've touched father's heart, Shane, and the Lord has given me such a lovely wife, and given me a second chance. My first wife passed away, and I was in ministry, and I was doing it, and I thought, oh, ministry is everything. Let me just serve God. Oh, lekker, lekker, spooky, spooky, you know, floating around on the cloud and all. Now I'm in ministry, you know, and God, I missed it. I nearly lost my wife. Well, she passed away, but I mean, in ministry, I nearly lost my wife and my children because I was so busy with ministry, I forgot about them. But God is able to restore everything back. I have such a beautiful relationship with the kids today. I have such a beautiful relationship with my gorgeous wife today. And everything else flows out of that. That's the priority God has given me. And from there, we move on to the next one. Heart to heart with your brothers and sisters in the body. This is where the fellowship starts. In that fellowship, it is unity one with another. It is submitting and placing yourselves in each other's hands and sharpening each other. No fighting, no bickering, as we often see in so many churches. God, that's not part of God's answer to the church. We need to stop doing that. We need to start realizing, like in this church, you are part of this church. God has given us a leadership in this church, a leadership who loves you, wants to see God's purposes in your life. Okay, and has provided the training and the means for you to get it. The Increasing Glory conference that is coming up. Let me plug it. Guys, you need to be there. It's not about the money. It's about the Holy Spirit touching your life. And I'm just really sorry that I won't be there. I will be up in Portugal and England at that time. That was booked many years, about a year ago or so. But man, I'm so upset that I'm going to miss on that. Because I realize, even after so many years of following the Lord, how much more I need the Lord. I want more of Him. You know, one of the catchwords that are thrown out around the world, around wherever we go, is think out the box. And you know, when I was up in India recently, with the pastors, I said, guys, you need to think out the box. Get rid of the tithe, throw it away. In other words, get rid of the religion and get all of this heart out the way. Now, you know, one of the greatest battles I've had, being a Christian for so long, being part of all these different organizations, I got all sorts of names like IZBU, whatever you want to call it, I won't even go to them. But you know, then everybody comes with their thoughts, everybody comes with their things. And guys, when we come to the church is God's A plan. God has given a leadership. God has given you friends where you can check out. It's not a heavy thing. It's freedom. But the freedom comes heart to heart with Him. That's where the freedom starts. That's where the power starts flowing. That's where the anointing. We talk about the anointing. The anointing will teach you all things. Heart to heart with the world. First of all, even before, when you come to your wife and all that, if you are heart to heart with the Lord every day, you start picking up His immense, awesome love for everybody out there. And not only everybody out there, but all your brothers and sisters as well. You realize that He sent His Son to die not only for you, but for everybody out there. And how easy it is so many times that we point fingers. We need to stop pointing fingers. We need to get out there and start doing the job. You know, one of the problems I had every time I saw a Muslim, and you can ask Anne, one of the things I had to sort of get over is I wanted to play down hell and hellfire and damnation upon them. I know you guys have never had that problem. But I've had that problem. I had to work through it. How can I ever, ever reach a Muslim if I've got an attitude in my heart? And Daddy started speaking to me about that. And you know the first thing that happens? A Muslim came across my path. And it's a Muslim fella, when I go to Chatsworth, I buy my millies. You know the millies? No, he goes, lekker millies. We had them again on Friday. And I always go and buy my millies from him, but I was there about 2 months ago, and he said to me, he'd just been to cruising around the Middle East and had an accident, and his bones are sore, and he broke this bone, and he's in pain, and all this sort of thing. I said to him, excuse me, can I pray for you? And he sort of jumped back and said, yeah, let me pray for you. And I could see he was a bit worried about his muckers around there, his tummies, you know, with the little hats on. And I said, no, let me just pray for you. And I said, Jesus, I just laid my hand and said, Jesus, you know what this man's ailment is. You come and touch his life. I went back there about a month later, and I don't know if he was scared of what his friends would say anything, but he ran up to the car. How many millions do you want? How many millions do you want? I said, whoa, 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 whoa. I said, how are you feeling? He says, much better. Much better. Guys, we need to take the opportunities. We need to start realizing who dwells in our heart. As you leave this building, this is a time of celebration. This is a time when we get together and encourage each other to get out there and to do the job. When you leave that door, that's where the mission field is. And if you come into this meeting today and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you have not met Him, I challenge you this morning to come and to make Him part of your life and to receive. All it takes is a decision and to go and to flow with Him. Whew. How are we going here? Do it for Him. Oopsie, wrong one, Graham. I'm ahead of myself. Do it. Out of Ephesians 3 and 4, I just want to share a couple of scriptures with you to back up what I'm saying here. And, you know, there used to be a management course that they used to do many years, and all it was do it. And I want to use that, and I want to put that word in there, just go and do it. And remember, the do it starts with you and your dad on your knees, whatever way you do it. I'm not saying you must do it this way or that way. You go and find the time. Now, I know there's nobody like us here, but the church I was in years ago, or the church I started years ago, there were a couple of people that ran the comrades. And every morning, 4 o'clock, they were out there, and they used to run and run and run. And I found that I used to be counseling these guys regarding certain problems. And once I got hold of these guys, I said, listen, if you spent those 3 hours that you spent on the road, on your knees before God, you will have more than comrades could ever give you. And that wasn't to put a heavy on them. We're not here to put a condemnation on people. But guys, we need to start getting our priorities right. Getting our priorities right, I believe, is putting God first in everything. But you say, I can't, you know, I've got this problem at work, and I've got that problem, and I've got these pressures, and all that sort of thing. Well, that's why you can't. As simple as that. What you need to do is make a decision to get up earlier in the morning. Or whatever it takes for you to get to know Him more and more. I can't think of anything else, any better good advice that I can give you right now this morning, is to find that time, to spend more time with Him all the time. And when you start doing that, He will start ministering to you. He will start showing you things. You know, when I was in India recently, I had a dream. I shared this dream with Steve as well. Was in this meeting, and the cloud of God's presence was here. And I'm saying it now because I'm sensing the cloud of God's presence here right now. And I'm sensing that God wants to do something beyond your understanding and beyond anything you've ever done before. I'm sensing God is challenging you to step out and to do it. To step across that line and not to hold back and to give everything to Him. And you know, I was, while that cloud was there, the message that came through all the time, through this cloud, the cloud of His presence, His love, His love, His love, His love. And His love and mercy and compassion is what we need right now. Let's find His fullness. As we go to Ephesians 4. Now, I'm reading these scriptures out of the Message Bible because the Message Bible just put it so nice and simple and easy. My response is to get down on my knees before the Father, this magnificent Father who parcels out heaven and earth. I ask Him to strengthen you by His Spirit. Wow, guys, That is my prayer for you this morning, is that He will come and strengthen you in His Spirit like never before in your lives. That you will never stay the same, that you will be continually on the move from glory to glory, from faith to faith, that means from His faith to your faith all the time. Not a brute strength, but a glorious inner strength that Christ will live in you as you open the door and invite Him in. Christ will live in you as you open the door and invite Him in. Now I know that you've done it, and you're sitting here and you've never done that before. Actually, while I'm speaking to you, now is the time for you to do it. Just quietly, where you are, just say, come. Yes, Jesus, I want you. Yes, there's something stirring in my heart. I need you. I need you. Boy, when your daughter is dying before you, and you have a situation like that, the cry that comes, God, I will do anything. I will do anything for you. Please heal my daughter. Please move on my behalf. Don't wait for that. Just come quietly in your heart now and say, yes, Lord, I receive. And I ask Him with both feet parted firmly in love. You'll be able to take in with all the followers of Jesus the extravagant dimensions of Christ's love. I'm just trying to give you a little bit of those extravagant dimensions of Christ's love. And what it takes for you to get there and to understand that and to move in that, it takes believing, it takes trusting, it takes leaning upon. Leaning upon the rock which is higher than you. And that rock is immovable, guys. The world will pass away, but that rock will not pass away. It will not pass away. Amen. Got one amen out of that one. Reach out and experience the breath. Guys, this morning my challenge to you, reach out and experience Him first of all. You want to reach the nations? Reach out and reach His heart first of all. Let His heart minister to your heart, and every problem will fall away. You might say, oh, that sounds simple. Yes, it is. Think out of your box. Think of who you are serving. Think of Almighty God who created you, the universe, knows everything about it, everything about you, knows every little hair, and even the ones that you've lost. Huh? Guys, come on. This is where it's at. This is where it's at. That's the challenge of the Word to us this morning. Let's take that. Let's find His fullness in our lives, in our ministries, whatever you're doing. Test. It says here, reach out and experience the breath. Test the length. Guys, I'm testing the length. I want more of Him. And more of Him. You know, as I find more of Him, I'm getting stronger and stronger and stronger by the day. And God has promised. I picked out some prophetic words that have been over me over the years. And I was staggered by what these prophetic words said. And I said to Anne, I said, I'm going to be like Abraham. I'm going to believe this. And I'm going to believe God for even greater things than this. Not because of me. Because of Dad. The closer I get to Him, the more I wait upon Him, the more I touch His holiness, the more His holiness demands from me. And it's not a demand, it's a demand that comes out of my heart that I need to change. And guys, do you think I've got rid of all the chachas in my heart? Hey, corner. Huh? No way. Still want to strangle the cat every now and again and kick the dog or whatever the case, and sort out or blow up the moles that eat up my garden. I've still got a problem with moles. Okay? But you hear what I'm saying? Guys, we need to get all that stuff out the way. How can you go and minister to a Muslim if you've got an attitude to a Muslim? How can you go and minister in Zimbabwe if you have an attitude with Mugabe? I'm going to do that one. Huh? Yeah. But that's the reality, guys. God doesn't call us to judge. He calls us to save. As He came to save the world, the same anointing is upon us to go out and to save. And say, guys, we've got the answer. You want peace? You want a bit of Him? Come. He is here. Right, let me get on. Rise to the heights. Live full lives, full in the fullness of God. That's my challenge to you this morning. Okay? Live in the fullness of God. You know, God is training us. If you look carefully at what is happening, and it's Zip that brought that to my attention. You know, God is in His prophetic ways is taking us step by step into all these things. Part of it is this morning as we come together, as we look at His Word together, as the challenge comes from the Holy Spirit. But we've had, just had teaching on how to go out and heal people. And you know how you go out and heal people? Jesus says, lay your hands upon the sick. I lay my hands upon a Muslim. It's not up to me what happens. That's up to God. He will do it. But you need to do what the Word says. And if you believe God is saying that, let it happen. I went to the post office a couple of weeks ago. And the post office was held up about 2 days before. The lady behind the till was a gibbering wreck. So I said to her, what's up? Told me. I said, can I pray for you? Oh, please pray for me. And why do you pray for me? Pray for my mom as well. She's having a bypass operation. And also for Percy and Fricky and Yanni and all the rest. Guys, I'm telling you, the opportunities to be an expression of God's creative power lies in your heart. But it starts with your daddy every day. And I'm telling you now, I know right now, you will have personal revival daily as you wait upon Him and as you receive from Him and as you allow Him to come and to minister to you. We want to see revival. God, it starts with you. It starts on your knees with Dad. Amen. The next one here, heading I've got, you can do it. How's that? Huh? God can do anything, you know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request. In your wildest dreams, think of your wildest dreams, go beyond. Think out of the box. Think out of the box. He does it not by pushing us around, but by working within us. God, this is not a pushy gospel. Nobody's here to sit on your head and to dominate, manipulate, and to control you. That's the demonic realm. We're not even talking about that. We're talking about our Father and the flow of the Holy Spirit moving through us. Eh? Is He not pushing or working within us? His Spirit deeply and gently working within us. Guys, that's the action. Glory to God in the church. Glory to God in the Messiah, in Jesus. Glory to God in all the generations. Glory to all millennia. Oh yes, glory to God. Let's glorify Him. That's how we glorify Him. Steve has been ministering about the glory of God. Steve has been showing us how we are expressions of the glory of God. This is where it starts, guys. This is where we need to get to grips with this whole thing. Do it for Him. The next one, Galatians 2 verse 20 out of the Message Bible. You know, when I was with the pastors yesterday, I said to them, and I'll read that now when we finish. I said to them, you know, when God called me, and people said, oh, well, this is what you're called. You're one of the fivefold ministries, and you're a prophet, and all this sort of thing. A prophet, I said, what's a prophet? And I started studying, and people said, if you're a prophet, you've got to do this, and you've got to do that, and you've got to do this, and you've got to do that. But you know, it went contrary to what I felt in my heart. And after a while, I started waiting on the Lord and saying, Lord, there's more to this than everybody is saying out there. What I see out there doesn't click with me, doesn't gel with me. And the Lord started ministering to me and said, the first thing I need to be is a shepherd. And the first person I need to shepherd is my soul. And if I can shepherd my soul, then I can shepherd anybody else. And that's where it starts. It's not about huge ministries, guys. It's not about all that. Leave that to Him. He will give the gifts to the church. He will give the gifts to the church. And the church will recognize it. Come to rest with Him. Humility is something the devil does not have an answer to. Do you know that? Because you are dead to the world anyway. Huh? When you receive the Lord Jesus Christ and you were buried with Him into baptism, you died to the old. You rose to the new. It looks like I've lost me noise. Hello. You got it. Hey? Die to the old. Rise to the new that you have in Him. And that's what it's all about. It's not about anything else. You know, each one of us here are called to the ministry. This morning, you are being equipped a little bit more to go out. In fact, not a little bit more. That's putting it into a box. Mightily more. To go out and to do the work you need to do. Christ's life showed me how. and enable me to do it. Guys, whatever you see in me, you must listen to this carefully, and I say this with every bit of seriousness that I can say, anything you see in me is only God. Because everything else, when you see Bill, you don't want to know Bill, but you want to know Christ in Bill. And I want to know Christ in you. Okay? He enabled me to do it. I identified myself completely with him. And this is the challenge that came to me, to identify myself completely with him. Indeed, I have been crucified with Christ. Voila! I'm down. I've been crucified. I've been dead and buried. The old man is gone. Has no control over me. Because the Spirit of God has come to dwell in my heart. No amens to that. Is that doctrine sound okay? Zip. And I've got no amen. Thank you, sir. My ego is no longer central. Anybody got problems with egos? Bring them here, I'll cast them out. Come on. Those are the things that mess us around. Well, you know, I'm a manager, I'm this, I'm that, you know, I can't do all these things. God, there's nothing like humility. There's nothing like humility. Doesn't matter where you're working, what you are, what you're doing, humility is the key. Now, I haven't got time to expound more on that right now. He says, my ego is central. It is no longer important that I appear righteous before you or have a good opinion. And I'm no longer driven to impress God. Christ lives in me. The life you see me living now is not mine, but is lived by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Oh, what lovely words. That message, Bible just brings it out so nice and clearly in today's works, not these and thous and XFAO and all that sort of thing. Guys, that's what it's all about. We need to get to the reality of the Word, the reality of Christ, of the Holy Spirit dwelling in us. And then my next point is get off your blessed assurance. In light of all this, here's what I want you to do. Here's the challenge that comes out of Ephesians 4 verse 1. While I'm locked up here, and Paul was a prisoner at that stage, a prisoner for the master, I want you to get out there and walk. That's my challenge to you this morning as you get out of this building. Get out and work. Better yet, run out of here. Run with the message. Run as the Holy Spirit has come to touch you and to enlighten you and to open up and to set that river free to flow out of the city. You heard the prophetic word this morning that came. Set that river free. Let us start flowing, guys. Let us start flowing. It is here. Ooh, I get so excited about that. Sorry. Thank you. Thank you very much. I will. And I won't stop preaching it either. How's that? On the road God has called you to travel, God has a road for you. Get rid of the obstacles out of that road. And the biggest obstacle you'll find on that road is that little four-four called ego. And it's not a deodorant either. He says, I don't want any of you sitting around on your hands on your blessed assurance. I like that one, huh? Get off your blessed assurance. Huh? Well, where I lost myself. I don't want anyone straining off down some path that goes nowhere. And mark that you do this with humility and discipline. You know, as Christians, we are disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. That means we are disciplined people. We discipline in following the Word. His name and His Word is above all, guys. Is above all. You need to take hold of that. And not in fits and starts, but steadily pouring yourselves out for each other in acts of love, alert at noticing differences and quick at mending fences. That's where our heart's going to be. That's what love's all about. We haven't got time to go into love. Let's go to the next one. Called you are. You are all called to travel on the same road, in the same direction, to stay together both outwardly and inwardly. You have one master, one faith, one baptism, one God, Father of all, who rules over all, works through all, and is present in all. Everything you are and think is permeated with that oneness. Okay, I'll put that in there. With that oneness. Okay? God, if you believe that Jesus Christ dwells in your heart, and this morning you're leaning upon that, and it is, and the challenge has come through to you again this morning to rely on that, you cannot stay the same person. Because you too, as the Amplified Bible says in Colossians 2, are filled with the Godhead bodily. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Awesome! I still can't get my mind around that, guys. I cannot get my mind around it. It is so awesome that this Almighty God, just by me saying, yes, Lord, has come to dwell here with Willie. Huh? There's something, there's a message there somewhere, but I won't go there. But you hear what I'm saying? He's come to dwell here. Awesome stuff. Awesome stuff. Awesome stuff. Let's go to another one. The next one. What does do it look like? Acts 5:42. Every day they were in the temple and homes, teaching and preaching Christ Jesus, not letting up for a minute. I think that's the challenge that comes for us now, this morning, is that we don't let up. That we go for it with all our minds, all our hearts, and all that we are. And the last one, glorify God. 1 Corinthians 6. Or didn't you realize that your body is a sacred place, the place of the Holy Spirit? Don't you see that you can't live however you please, wondering with what God paid such a high price for? The physical part of you is not some piece of property belonging to the spiritual part of you. God owns the whole world, guys. I don't know if you knew that, but He owns you. You belong to Him. He's paid for you. He paid for you at Calvary. Start believing in everything that God has done for you. We've had ministry at the top echelons last week and the week before. God is getting our attention. He's saying, put away those things. Don't worry about those things. Let the people of God see God. Let people see God in and through your body. Now I've said enough, and the word will find entrance into your heart, and the word will do something in your heart. I know. It has done something already. But let me tell you that Jesus Christ is returning very, very, very soon. Let me tell you that the revival the world has been waiting for has started already. When you have 2,000 men getting together in one place, you've got to believe that's revival. And I've been receiving prophetic words from all over the world, and I just see the same thing happening. Jesus saying, hey guys, I'm coming back soon. And if you really want to get caught up and really want to get a heart for the nation, go and study hell. And go and ask God to give you a fresh revelation of hell. Not in any morbid sense, but that it is a real place. And that if people don't receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, guys, they're going to hell. It's a burning place. It's full of worms. It's full of all chachas. Like chachas you've never seen before, people. When I walked through India and I saw the multitudes in the Valley of Decision, something broke inside of me. Oh Lord, how are we going to reach these people? How are you going to break down those things? And I believe you and I have the key this morning because we have a relationship with Him and the river is beginning to flow. Let the river flow. Jump into that river. Immerse yourself into that river with everything that you have. You'll find a way. God will help you to find a way. Jesus said, I have not left you alone. I've given you another helper, the Holy Spirit. And we prayed this morning, and I just sensed the cloud of His presence here. I sensed He wants to do something, and just move in His love and mercy and compassion, and let Him do it. Let us pray. Father, we just thank You for our time together here. We thank You for Your word that penetrates our heart. We thank You for the challenge that comes from Your Spirit. And Lord, we want more of You. We want to think out of the box, Lord. We want to go where You want us to go and do what You tell us to do. Lord, we come before You. We bow before You. And we say, Lord, oh, forgive us for not leaning on You more. Forgive us for not relying on You more. Forgive us for relying on our own understanding and not relying on Your wisdom and Your insight and Your knowledge. So Lord, we come this morning as humble children, as Your humble children this morning, and we say, fill us afresh, Holy Spirit. Oh, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, fill us afresh, I pray. Come, Holy Spirit, move on us, I pray. Come, Holy Spirit, release the river, I pray. Come, Holy Spirit, release it over us today. Oh, Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come and do your work now. We give our hearts to you. We give our lives to you. We give all to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you're here this morning and there's sickness in your body, come, we'll pray for you. If you are having a problem with addictions of any sort, could be coffee, who knows, of any sort, guys, you need to be here. God wants you to be set free and to walk in freedom. And you know, when I was in the church years ago, there was a line for people to get delivered, and the Lord said, sing over them. So I started singing over them, and the demons left. I don't know if they didn't like my singing, or whatever the case may be, but I'm prepared to do it again. So if you are demonized in any way, if you are oppressed in any way, don't walk out of this place without the freedom that God can give you. And there are people to help you to keep your deliverance as you leave this place. Don't walk out here with an ailment. Come and let Jesus touch you. I know we've gone on a bit, but guys, you're welcome here. The elders are here to lay their hands upon you, to anoint you with oil, and the prayer of faith will heal your sick. Now, last week, we were challenged about breaking of bread. I want to challenge you one more thing, and Anne and I do it quite often, and I was just so excited about what he says. In the home cells, wherever you go, they went from house to house, continually breaking bread and reminding each other who this Christ is who has come to dwell in your hearts. I trust you're going to be blessed this week. I trust you're not going to be the same people you were when you came in here. I trust you're going to become the devil's worst enemy, and you're going to give all the glory to God. Amen. Thank you, God. Mm-hmm.